Hello, Closing. I hope you also noticed that many of the discussions here were really serious and important matters. There was a lot of kindness, a lot of generosity, and but also a lot of laughter as well. There was always something which I kind of rebelled against when I went to see religious leaders or churches or mosques or anywhere. That when you went into those places, they always seemed to be scary places. But when you have laughter together, that laughter together actually connects us and binds us. We share these wonderful ways of raising funds, of actually understanding about life. And I always notice the only people who never laugh are dead people. And if you want to be alive, if you want to take this teachings which you have, that just sharing now our resources, our funds, in order to build a great monastery for bhikkhunis. And you have one right here in very easy access to London and easy access to about anywhere. And so you should be very proud of that. And it's not just getting a little booklet or getting a little medallion which you can use to hypnotize your bank manager when he starts to complain. Please take it to the bank when you go there and put it in front of the bank manager and say, "Look, my account is okay. No need to arrest me." I don't know bank managers, but anyway, just that when you have some fun and laughter, it was something which I was so impressed with, that seeing people like an Ajahn Chah. So, telling funny stories. And when you saw him telling funny stories, that made all the difference, because that meant that I could relate into this path of practice. Sometimes it was tough, but sometimes it was good fun. And these were the people you grew up with, you became friends with, and became friends for such a long time, your spiritual friends. Well, laughter is a great way of creating a community, creating friends. And again, when we laugh, that's one thing we always do together. And even though you may have heard some of my silly jokes before, many times usually, still, it's a way that we laugh together. We meditate together. Sometimes you hug together. And you cry together, you share together. And even many of the stories you've told during those little discussions online, even some of those stories, they kind of hurt because they're sad stories. But then after a while, they disappear. You walk through them, with the help of friends, and then you become the friend who helps others through that journey. And that's a beautiful gift you give for others. So there are times when we cry together, times when we laugh together, and there were times we just smile together as we realize that we've grown and our wisdom and our understanding will become much more peaceful, and the meditation becomes something so easy. You don't always need to sit on a meditation cushion to go into peaceful states of meditation. Often when I'm on an aircraft, well, which I'm going to be again soon, often when you are on a bus, which I'm going to be soon, when you're in a car, sometimes it's lovely just to close your eyes and just meditate. The only exception to that is when you're the driver and I'm the passenger. Please don't close your eyes and meditate when you're driving through traffic with me in the front or the back or wherever. So that way we can enjoy each other's company, trust each other, and learn from one another. And that way, we can make a great deal of progress in this world. And sometimes people are really surprised. They say, "Need to go to a meditation retreat? Wasn't that tough?" If it was tough, then I'm not doing my job. My job is to make it interesting, fascinating, joyful, even telling jokes, doing stupid, not stupid, but crazy
Silly.
auctions. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fun.
And fun, yes. I always thought, why should not spiritual practice especially deep practice, not be fun. And some of the loveliest people I ever met in the whole my whole life were very, you know, wonderful people. The people who were just, you know, enlightened, really enlightened, peaceful people, joyful people. And it was just a pleasure to be around them. I remember just this one person I just went to ask a couple of questions of. He had a very good reputation. And, you know, he was, you know, as far as I was concerned, a fully enlightened monk. He's passed away now. But when I went to see him, all my questions kind of vanished. And I didn't know what I was really doing there. I just loved being in his presence. And I remember just the thought came up, they will need a whole team of water buffalo, the strongest in the region, to drag me away from this monk, because I felt so content there. And he was not fierce. You never felt any fear at all. Instead, you felt this great amount of love, acceptance, warmth, and you knew that he was totally safe, would never harm you or hurt you at all, ever. And that's actually the examples which, you know, I learned as a young monk over in Thailand, in the forest, in the jungles, which you try to emulate whenever I do any teachings in a place like this. So I do truly wish everybody of you, honestly, you have happiness and well-being and lots of laughter and lots of peace. And please laugh all the way to enlightenment. Mm-hmm. That's possible. There's so much joy. Create the biggest smiles which anybody has ever seen. Have a wonderful journey.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.